Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simon Shin Ches, Se'ifim, Zayin, and Ches. So let's see. So we're continuing in Hilchos Mukza. This is page Kuf Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Chatichas Cheres Shenishbar B'chol. If you have a piece of pottery that broke on a weekday, mikli, off of a kli, ru'uya l'chasos b'kli, but the broken piece of pottery could be used to cover a different kli, mutal tatal afil makam shen kelim mutsuim sham l'chasosim ba. You're still allowed to be metatal. It's not muktzah, because it could be used as a cover for a kli, even though you don't have a kli for it to cover. There's no kli available to you that this would actually cover. V'im zrakala ashba mibod yom asal tatal. But if the piece of pottery broke on Erev Shabbos, and you just said, it's broken, and you threw it in the garbage, so even though you realize now that you could use some of those broken pieces to cover a kli, it's still going to be muktzah. Kim shabatam yosod kli. Once you threw it in the garbage, you were mevatalit from being a kli. Says the Rama, v'afilu chazi la'ani, even if it's something that's ra'ui for a poor person to use, hol v'ktsua bailim shalem, afal pi shem ashirim, to muktzah la'ashir av muktzah la'ani, that since the owner of the kli, who is not an ani, had no use for it and discarded it, it becomes muktzah, that which is muktzah for the ashir is muktzah for the ani, k'moshi yisbar so for simon, as we'll see at the end of the simon. V'davka chatichas cheres, mishum da'asim mishivre kli. This is only true of a broken piece of pottery that comes from a broken kli, avodavar shein bo shaychus kli, but something that never started as a kli, kagon tsroros or avanim, it never was a kli. It's just some pebbles. It's just some rocks. Avol pisharuim lachasbem kli asal tatlam. You don't have this heter of I could always use it as a bottle cap. Always use it as a bottle cap is something that was once a kli. And the question is, were we mevatel shem kli from it? So if it breaks, you haven't been mevatel shem kli from it, as long as it could still be used as a bottle cap. If you throw it in the garbage, then you're mevatel shem kli from it. Says the Rama, v'kol davar she'eino kli klal, anything that's not a kli at all, asul tatal afilu tzarech gufo. You're not even allowed to be metaltal tzarech gufo, kol shkel tzarech makomo, and certainly not tzarech makomo, meaning that's just a repeat of halachas of muktzah that we already saw, that a kli shem lachtal isser, you're allowed to be metaltal tzarech gufo makomo. If something is not a kli, if something is like a rock, then you're not allowed to be metaltal even tzarech gufo makomo. Let's see the mishmur sivkat lamed aleph, chatichas cheres, a broken piece of pottery, hashulchan aruch also become the var shnei dvarim d'sheichli sif hakodim. What the shulchan aruch is really adding is two things that relate to the previous sif. Echo demashin is kresham desagi b'meshiyah shevaroy lechasos ba. The fact that we had already mentioned in the last sif that if a broken piece of pottery could still be used to cover a kli, then it's still a kli. Mahani afilu makom shein mutzim kli lechasos ba. Chiddush number one is that heter works even if you don't have a kli to cover. You don't have something that needs covering. Dahainu b'karmelis ober shusram goshenotol lekanech b'menalo mitit. It's something that you would just take to clean off mud off of your shoe or something, but there is no kli to cover it with, and the only reason you want it is not to cover a kli. The only reason you want to use it is to clean the mud out of your shoes. Vatam, and the reason that this heter works is to keep the dikatoris kli adayin al hashever b'chatzer gam b'rishusra main shem muktzah leha. Since had you been in a chatzer where there are kalim to cover with it, it would have the status of a kli. So even though you happen to be in a rishusra where there are no kalim to cover with it, it also has the status of a kli. Shainis, the second chiddush that he's teaching over here is dimzraka la ashba mibod yom, that if you threw it into the garbage before Shabbos, shuv shem muktzah lev asal tatla. That's it. Now it's muktzah. You've discarded it. You've been mevatel the shem kli, and now you're not going to be able to mevatel it, even though it could technically still be used to cover kelim. Shnishbro b'chol. We said the kli broke on a weekday. Well, didn't shnishbro b'Shabbos? Didn't have to be that it broke on a weekday. The same as halacha is true if it breaks on Shabbos. K'mosh kasav sevav el denakel b'chol mishum seifa. The reason it speaks about a case about breaking on a weekday is for the next halacha, d'zrok al hashma mibod yom, that if you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos started, so then it loses its shem kli. D'zrok al b'Shabbos shari taltal afil k'shnishma mibod yom. But if the kli broke on Friday and you didn't throw out the pieces until Shabbos, then it does not take on a status of muktzah. The fact that you throw it out on Shabbos will not make a muktzah, because muktzah is determined at bein hashmashos, and at bein hashmashos it was still usable. V'chena din li yishari mechsel siv bei. Since at the Bein HaShemashos it still had a din of a kli. Sivkat nam gimel mishum da'asya, since it comes from a kli. Hainu came into meikarais a kli gemura, since initially it was a full-fledged kli. Adayin toras kli alea kol shirui l'shum malacha. It still has the status of a kli as long as it's ready to use for anything. But something she'in bo shaychus, something that has no connection to a kli at all, like we said, avanim and things like that, even if you could cover a bottle with it, it would still not be considered a kli. It would be mukso. Kagona shasha shal barzel v'tevel v'chein bekas and uchatichas eitz. You have a piece of wood, a piece of iron. Kimen she'no kli also l'tatzel afil tzorch gufo gon l'tko also b'makom b'riach l'delos l'lismach bo ezed daf she'ishkav alav. Meaning you could think of uses for it. You have a piece of wood that maybe could even out your chair if it's a little wobbly, or could jam open a door if you need to keep it open. Unless you do some ma'isa tikkun with it from before Shabbos to demonstrate that you want to use it, or you designate this, this is going to be a door stopper. It's no longer a rock; it's a door stopper. It's how I keep the door open, right? Sometimes you see outside of a building, they'll have like a brick from past construction, but now it's the thing that keeps the door open when they need to get cross ventilation or something. So that's it. So then it doesn't become a, then you've designated it for that use. It's not going to be mukta. They say that when the kids in Meir Sharm throw rocks at the cars, that they designate the rocks before Shabbos, so that it's designated as a chil Shabbos preventer. So ukemosh kasul or chil Shabbos punisher. I don't know. Ukemosh kasul kaman b'sif b'sif chaf beis. V'rabim nichshal mazeh. A lot of people are nichshal in this inyan. Psilas nikreis kli. A wick is called a kli. V'afil nidkol k'tas me'ar b'Shabbos sha'avra. Even if some of it already burnt in the previous Shabbos, dimdalkim ben hashmash of Shabbosu huksel l'kol Shabbos. If it was lit on ben hashmash of this Shabbos, it becomes muktzah for the entire Shabbos. O b'chol v'dina k'kli shemlachta li'isr shemutal tato l'tzarukufo umakomo. If you have a wick that was not lit when Shabbos had begun, so it's a kli shemlachta li'isr, and therefore you're allowed to be mutalto l'tzarukufo umakomo. Aval shivrei psila. But broken pieces of wick, which cannot be used anymore to light in an air, then it's like tzoros v'avanim, you can't even be metaltel tzorkuf v'makomo. V'chein ner shalim shel shava o chelev. If you have a full candle, what we call a candle, ner normally in Talmudic terms means the kli that holds the oil and the wick. Over here we're talking about like an actual candle, a wax candle. Even if it was lit during the week, or it was lit in the previous Shabbos. So if you have a candle around your house, there was a blackout that week, so you have some candles lying around the house, you're allowed, it's a kli shemlachta l'iser, and therefore you're allowed to move it, letzorof gufo mekomo. Or mikan margalu b'pum adin, shi demutal tatl ner shalim, shalcheil v'shava k'dei, shalot tipaseid haner, olit nalein yudhi, shaldiken la'atzmo. And that's why people are under the mistaken impression that you're allowed to take a wax candle and move it in order that the ner not get ruined, or in order to give it to an any Yehudi to light for his own purposes, vito in hain. But that is a mistake. Because the rules of a kli shemlachta l'iser, you're only allowed to be metaltel it. Letzorach gufo makomo. Letzorach makomo means that you need the space that it's occupying. Letzorach gufo means that a Jew wants to use it, that he's going to use the candle. What's he going to use it for? I don't know, but it would be like moving a hammer in order to use it to break a nut. But to give it to a guy so that the guy can use it? You're not allowed to be told of that. That's not called tzorach gufo. You're not getting any use out of it. It would be safer, maru k'tzia machmir, that feeling there, shalim, l'tzorach makomo, asal talto. The Maru Ketzia says that even if it's a fully brand new candle and you need to move it, letzorach makomo, it's aser shein lev shem kli klal de lo chazi lachilu tashmish, that it doesn't have a din of a kli at all. So there's a fundamental machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah whether a ner has a din of a kli or not, whether a candle has a din of a kli. Huge nafkamina. Can you move it letzorach gufo umakomo, or do you say that it's the purest form of muktzah, the strongest form of muktzah, which cannot even be used letzorach? It cannot even be moved. Letzorach gufo makomo. Si'if ches. Kol hakelim hanitolim b'Shabbos dal sosein shenisparku mehem nitolim bein esparku b'chol bein esparku b'Shabbos. Any kli that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, the doors that came off of them can also be moved, whether those doors came off of them on Erev Shabbos or whether they came off on Shabbos. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Laman, hey, bein esparku b'chol pirish v'lomi bayin esparku b'Shabbos the mutter. Not only if they came off on Shabbos would it be mutter, because they were not muktza when Shabbos started, since they were part of the larger kli. So you have this, a toy chest, right, that has a door on it that opens it up. And when Shabbos started, it was all one unit, so none of it was muktza. It was all fine. So now that the door broke off on Shabbos, it still has the status of a kli. But that's obvious. Ela afilu b'chol mutar. Even if the door of the toy chest came off on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to move the door because it's roi to be reattached. And therefore you're allowed to be metaltal it, even to protect it, meaning it's not a klishom lachtalis, it's klishom lachtalahater. Avil kshenru yun locha cheres klal, even if there's nothing else you could do with it. V'kolza b'dalsas hakli, the kikiso kli chashuvin. That's by doors of a kli that are considered like a pot cover, like the lid of a kli. Aval bedalsos habayus o'achalonos. But if you have the doors, window shutters, or doors of your home, aval bishorin leis atashmish u'kikli chashuvin mikam makam kim shalahuchna l'kach hasurim betiltol. Since it was never muchan for this purpose of being moved around separate from the house, so then it's going to be also betiltol. So if, let's say the screen of one of your windows pops out, so it's probably muksa. If your door falls off its hinges, that's probably muktzah. To summon them, the schaber on bias, because it's meant to be always attached to the house. V'lchein also b'nis park v'chol b'im Shabbos, and it doesn't matter whether it came off on a weekday or it came off on a Shabbos. U'dolso shel lultar negolah, the doors of a chicken coop, k'dalso sabayis chashuvin, are like the doors of a house, gamlin in the sotiltel, in that they are muktzah. Kazu magen avram, kelem ha-muktzim shenishvu b'Shabbos, if you have a muktzah kli that broke on Shabbos, afel gav da'achshav ein muktzim, asurin, even though now they're not muktza, they're asur. Ratzel lomar, what does he mean by that? Let's say you had something that was muktza, but only because you would never use it for anything else, since you wouldn't want it to get ruined, right? So it's muktza machmas chesrum kiss. But once it breaks, so then it's not muktza machmas chesrum kiss anymore, because you wouldn't mind using it for something else. So Moel has his Mila knife, right? So he would never ever let it be used for anything else, but except for Mila. Then it breaks, the blade breaks in half. Okay, this is not going to be used for shechita, for mila, whatever it is, whatever the kind of knife, whatever specialized equipment it is. So now, can he use it for something else? Can he use it to cut something else that he needs? It's no longer a muksim machmas chesrum kis. Im kein achshav ein muksim v'chiyah gavna afilu hachi asur mishum migo diskatzay ben hashpas diskatzay v'kulu yama. It's still going to be asur because it was migo. It was muktza when Shabbos started. So let's review what we learned tonight. In Siv Zayin, we said that a broken piece of pottery that can still be used to cover a kli, even if you don't have any accessible kelim to cover it with, is not going to be muktza. But if you had discarded it before Shabbos started, then you have been mevatel the shame kli, and it is going to be muktza. And then we said that things that are not a kli at all, you're not allowed to be metaltel at all, even if they're ro'i to be used to cover something with. We had a machlokas about a candle, whether a candle is what category of muktza a candle belongs in. Does it, Mishabura, for most of the way down the page, was saying that a candle is a kli shem naktel iser. They allowed to move Lutzorach Gufo Mekomo, but others disagree. I think Mark Tzia said, no, it's Muktzah Machmas Gufo, it's actual Muktzah, and you're not even allowed to move Lutzorach Gufo Mekomo. But even if you hold it's Klisha Machtel Yisr, you're not allowed to move it to give it to a guy, because that's not called Lutzorach Gufo. And then in Sif Ches, we said that any Kalim that are not Muktzah, the doors of such Kalim are also not Muktzah, but doors of a house are muktzah. Doors of windows are muktzah. And then at the very end, we said that if you have something that was muktzah machmas chesrum kis when Shabbos started, and then the machmas chesrum kis element went away because it broke anyway, it's still going to be muktzah because migad diskatzai ben hashmashos is katzai kule yoma. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we will pick up with Si'if Tess. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you.